USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia's the latest state that's going to be reopening some businesses, as restaurants today can reopen their dining areas as long as they adhere to nearly 40 specific guidelines. One example, just 10 customers allowed for every 500 square feet of space. Brian Kemp, the governor, opened other businesses on Friday, from bowling alleys to salons and gyms. New coronavirus cases have been slowing in that state. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government is doing everything it can to help the economy recover.
We are putting in an unprecedented amount of fiscal relief into the economy. You're seeing trillions of dollars that's making its way into the economy, and I think this is going to have a significant impact.
Mnuchin saying yesterday he expects the economy to be running again by June or July. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say they're mourning the death of one of their own after a shooting, as officers were searching for a murder suspect yesterday.
As a result of the shooting, we lost a 21-year veteran. The Baton Rouge Police Department.
That's the chief, who says a second officer is wounded and still fighting for his life. The suspect did surrender after a 4-hour standoff, during which they say he fired more shots at officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's ready to get back to work after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returning to number 10 Downing Street yesterday after spending 2 weeks at his country residence. The White House says President Trump spoke with him by phone a couple of days ago, and the two agreed to work together to combat the global coronavirus pandemic. Wall Street futures up at this hour as oil prices do continue to fall. Dow futures up over 100 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months. Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well, USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.